You're listening to the Radio Real Estate Show on Salt Springs CFSI Radio, hosted by Scott Simmons.
The noise factor. Go ahead, Scott.
Okay, what were you saying, Rob?
We just viewed a property and really discovered, if you're not careful about what you tie into the property money-wise for renovation and so on, you can find yourself that you've way over-improved something to the point where you just lose money. And it's a absolutely gorgeous, lovely house. The view is fabulous, but it's got some problems in that it's a small lot size.
Tiny.
And you've got a neighbor that's just basic. You're looking out the side, your view window, one of your view windows right in your neighbor's decking. And it just, if you're going to look at a property of that level with that type of view and so on, it just really is probably not appealing to that part of the marketplace.
It had some beautiful features. Like, Maggie really liked the, what did you like about, in just features, if we just talked about the features, the bathroom?
Yeah, the bathroom is fabulous. He did a really good job. A new, nice new tile and the new, brand new, lovely, the bathroom unit, bath, and the kitchen is great, and in the really
the kitchen was nice.
Yeah, kitchen and the whole open living room, and
that
and
was stunning.
Yeah, that's stunning with the view.
Yeah, yeah. We're no. The house itself, it's just like Rob said, the tiny little postcard lot, and then your cheek and jowl, and then you're also getting road noise.
And I was just going to mention, you do have a fair amount of road noise there. We were speaking to other people that were former residents.
And that joined us on the tour.
Also, that's one of their primary concerns, too, that they're looking into the future and trying to predict, will this become, the noise issues, will that become a problem in the next 10, 15 years?
Will there be more and more road noise? Will it play a bigger role?
As the density increases on the island.
Although then you could say maybe cars in the future might get quieter, too, electric cars, but then there's still old beater trucks like this thing that... you know, that roll by with nylon tires. And,
exactly. Tires. But it's a lovely area. Absolutely beautiful location.
Yeah. So we're just cruising the back roads of Salt Spring. Hey, it's amazing how you find these little tiny hidden areas and driveways that you can't see the houses.
Beautiful.
But yeah, it's too bad that the lot, you know, and especially when you see a house like that, there's been no landscaping, so that makes it kind of tough too.
Yeah, it's a bit barren. It's been set up so that the bones are there. It just needs to be finished. But it looks like the person that purchased the property and actually did the renovations probably figured that he was at the top level or beyond that, and just can't go any further. It's going to be money that's lost.
Now we're just going to do, you know, Rob had sent me a list, about a few days ago. We went through the list and we took the one off, and I said, it's not that good. We'll just do a quick drive-by. Mm-hmm. But that's how most people shop, I think, is you go through the different listings and look at them and then kind of shortlist it from there, and then we kind of go back and forth on them. Well, what about this one? What about that one? And then now it's viewing day, and we go out and look at them. Mm-hmm. But this is one we took off. I don't want to slag it too much on the radio show, but the problem is if the structure's not good, then you've really got problems. If it's got a good location, good structure, it just needs those cosmetic renovations. That's one thing, but when it needs structure,
and the area is, it's just beautiful here. It's a lovely area.
There it is, right there.
Uh huh.
It's
too bad because it looks pretty nice on the outside.
But you know, the problem is all the nice features like the logs. Mm. You can't see them from the inside, and then this is an addition. It's just the house has been butchered.
Chopped.
Absolutely.
Too bad.
Butcher.
It's a good location, good neighborhood. Looks like a view lot.
The house was totally butchered over the years. I mean, and it could have been really nice if you get a log house, and log houses are nice, you want to see the logs on the inside.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the problem is if it wasn't done right and it leaked like crazy, and then they put drywall on the inside
to hide it,
paneling, then you've lost all the advantage of having the...
genuine wood.
Yeah. So we're just headed to, which house will this be? House number four that we're going to? I think we're
four.
They all, it's hard to keep track in the tour because they all start to look the same after a while.
It is a nice area.
Now, the next house we're going to go see is one that you know about already.
Mm-hmm.
Because at one point you actually tried to buy it. You were thinking about buying it, or you almost
right.
did. Yeah. But it's good to go back and have another look now.
Yeah. After you've seen a dozen different properties in different locations on the island, then you can really measure it up a little better, I think, and see what it really is or value it probably a little better.
It's hard to come up with those exact values because in a city, you know, you just go down, okay, how big is the lot, how big is the house?
So many more things to measure it with.
Yeah.
It's easier to size it up and to value it.
Although this is kind of a bit of a subdivision here in some ways, so it's fairly... fairly simple.
I just got lost.
So we're just lost.
You're listening to the Radio Real Estate Show on Salt Springs CFSI Radio, hosted by Scott Simmons.
Rob just made a fantastic point. We're just cruising along and going down to the next place. And can you say that again? That was a fantastic point.
Yes, even noticing things here in BC, even in comparison to Ontario, where I'm from, you've probably seen the last generation, or it's already passed, where, you know, average people or typical middle-class people could, say, get into acreages, like a small farm, like a 50-acre, 25, 50, 100-acre farm. It's really, we're priced out now where an average person can actually get in and do that sort of thing now. It's just too far too expensive to get the land.
Yeah, it's getting that way.
And the production, if you're going to buy it as a viable business, the question is, can it be productive enough to support itself based on the current market value for the land itself?
Yeah. No, that's a huge problem. I mean, I don't think you can. Most farm income comes from off-farm. I mean, when you analyze the farm income, most farmers are out there working other jobs or working for as carpenters, or they're working as real estate agents or whatever. Yeah, but it's hard to... it would be hard for a farm to make it unless you want to do high intensity gardening and market garden and really work it.
So then, you know, we discussed or really would have liked to look at just a small 20, even a 20, 25 acre farm, just as a recreational farm, you know, hobby farm. And it's just the price point is too high. It's just not viable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're looking at, you know, $1 million plus for that kind of acreage. And we're just cruising up Stewart Road, going down to the deep south. Salt Spring, you know, some people love the south, some people love the north. And, I mean, everybody loves their own particular area. And Stewart Road, we're right near... This is basically the divide between the north and the south. And even the geology changes. This is where we get into the... granite rock formations and
very, very nice here.
It's very cool.
Very nice. Nice hilly.
I'm going to try to find a spot to pull over, let this guy go by since we're on the tour. And I always pull over I like to drive slow when you're out touring. You know, I like to go about 30, 40 kilometers an hour, not to 80.
Yeah.
I mean,
you miss a lot.
You miss a lot. You can't see a lot.
And there's a lot to see.
So we're just headed to the deep south, and we'll continue the show later. But that was a good point, Rob, that about farms, and if you could buy a 20-acre farm, I mean, you had to have money back like about 30 or 40 or 50 years ago. And then, you know, if your parents were here and they bought, you know, a 100-acre or 50-acre farm 40 years ago, you'd be laughing. But
even 10, 15 years ago, in the area that I'm from in Ontario, a middle class person could have easily afforded a 100-acre farm, just as a recreational property or hobby farm. It was still doable, and it isn't anymore. It's just too much money.
cruising to the south.
You're listening to the Radio Real Estate Show on Salt Springs CFSI Radio, hosted by Scott Simmons.
Whenever we're in the deep south looking at real estate, I always slide by David Wood's Salt Spring Island Cheese Company for it's my lunch out, my treat, the tasting room. Well, it's if you haven't been down to David's Wood's Salt Spring Island goat cheese, it's just incredible. It's cool to see, especially on a rainy day. We're probably about 15 minutes early for our next house that we're supposed to be at, so we're in the neighborhood. It's like it's almost impolite not to stop in. Have you had the goat cheese before?
Never. Had the, but we're both big fans
of cheese
of cheeses, let alone goat cheese. Yeah,
we had goat cheese at the Harris's place.
Oh, did you?
Maybe at some point, but this will be fresh.
Well, David he moved here about 20 years ago from Toronto, and he wanted to do something on the island, and he started making goat cheese, and it's been really successful.
Stronger than normal cheese, is it?
No. It's not like a blue cheese or anything. It's to die for. Mm-hmm. And there's about 10 different flavors. Wow. And I mean, everybody has their favorites, but my favorite is the peppercorns. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Because I find the pepper
just sets it off.
Well, it really goes well with the cheese, and it's just to die for.
What a lovely farm.
Oh, it is.
Is this all his acreage?
Yeah, a lot of it, yeah.
Wow.
And but it's such a cool place, especially on a Sunday afternoon when almost everything on Salt Spring is shut down. In the summertime, he really encourages people to go by the bread shop or one of the wineries. And then you can come by here and buy cheese and have a picnic.
Yeah.
In his backyard there, and it's just beautiful.
How long has he been doing this?
About 20 years.
Wow.
It's just one of those little things that when people come to Salt Spring, they get creative, and you end up creating your own job through your own passion.
Yeah.
So we're in for a treat this afternoon. Well, we got a little bit of time to kill, and it's a beautiful day.
Sounds good.
And a little bit of cheese for the road. All part of the tour. We'll be back.
If you are buying or selling Salt Spring Island real estate, contact Scott Simmons, Salt Spring Realtor for 1% Realty Vancouver Island. Scott can help you make the right choice. Telephone 250-538-8316. Email saltspring@yahoo.com. Website escapetosaltspring.com. Or follow Scott on Twitter @SaltspringRE.